You're listening to
The Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Yeah. Oh, see, yeah. Maybe he'll see a little better Saturday days. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, now, big daddy sees how my man ain't that familiar. Oh, darling, he can't help when he's happy, he'll say, say.
Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Give us a call at 856-381-4500 or hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. Email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com and download the app, Riotcast app, and listen to all the other banging shows. The end. I did it. And I feel like it sounds like Chris's, but not as good.
Keep practicing.
I know. I need
it's
going to
take a few times for you to get. That was it sounded rehearsed too.
I didn't rehearse it. I just wrote it.
Not mean like it. Not rehearsed, but it sounded like
she was reading
from,
it.
Yeah, that's
because she was reading it.
I was reading it.
I know. That's what it sounded like. But it wasn't bad. You're not going to need that.
Could have been worse.
Yes.
It could have been a lot worse.
Have you heard the first 20 shows?
Have you heard the first 200 shows?
I did. I know we perfected it. Why are we trying to change it now?
On the bright side.
Yeah.
It is the manliest intro voice we've had.
That's true. Hey.
That's true. We had to appeal to the manly side, the manly listeners.
It's for the men out there.
Oh, jeez.
Everybody do your... All right, real quick. Everyone do your deepest voice possible. Marco, go ahead.
What's going on, baby?
All right. Chris.
What's up, motherfuckers?
Chris wins so far.
Chris wins so far?
Yeah, yeah. This was deeper than Marco's.
I think you're going to take the cake.
How's it going, baby?
Chris is deeper than yours.
Bullshit.
It was. Get the fuck out of
here.
You had, like, no bass.
What am I supposed to sing to you?
Shut up.
You see, it's your turn.
What's up?
Missy wins.
She wins in her normal voices.
My normal voice is not like that. Even though everyone says that I don't sound the same in real life. That yeah. I sound different on here, which is weird.
You sound different on the air as opposed to in person.
Person?
Gotcha.
What else?
She sounds the same to me regardless.
No, you sound the same.
Yeah, you sound the same.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Manly. It's all right, though.
Texture. My voice has texture. Semen. Texture.
Your laugh has texture, too.
Jesus, that was like a mwah.
Exactly.
God, that's evil. Jesus.
I'm going to steal Fob's girlfriend.
I know what hotel.
Oh my god, if I was dating a girl who laughed like that, I would break up with her immediately.
You almost have. She just outmans you. She just
I do not.
Gobble,
I'm
gobble.
I'm very feminine.
Bullshit.
Maybe I don't sound that. But I don't look
like
that
guy just says bullshit.
Am I manly like in person? Do I have manly features? Do I have broad shoulders?
No, but you do have a big penis.
Penis always getting in the way.
They sure do.
No, you don't have manly features.
I don't think so.
I don't.
Your vocal box.
Do you think you guys? I don't think she has manly features.
No,
no. She looks like a chick. She just sounds like a dude.
Yeah. That's it.
What are you gonna do? I don't even think I could sound girly if I tried.
No?
I don't know. My brother used to say that I had like a phone voice.
What kind of phone? Like movie voice? Phone? Like, hi, and welcome to movie
like
phone.
Like the guy from fucking a Scream?
No. Oh my god.
Ghostface?
Yeah.
Ghostface, that would be great.
That's
if
the only phone
like
voice
him.
You have.
No, hello, I talk Sydney. Girly. Yeah. Oh, that would be so cool if I sounded like that all the time. I don't.
Look out your backboards.
Why am I laughing like that? I'm
I don't know.
Was I trying to sound tobacco?
Tobacco-ish, no.
When was that from? Is that recent?
Yeah, it was recent.
Jeez.
Marco had a good one, too.
Oh, my God. You got any good ones in there? Have you? Or Chris? You guys just laugh normal?
No, I don't have... Nobody can beat... I can never find a better laugh than the ones that they already have of me.
Wow.
The ones that they play all the time.
Gotcha.
What the hell was that?
That's Chris. Right?
Yeah. That's it. There's another one. Isn't there another one? Yeah, that's it. I sound like I'm dying.
That's you?
I'm choking on a turkey.
That other laugh is you?
Yeah.
The laugh before? That's
that
you?
Yeah.
I thought that was Woody Woodpecker. Every time you play it,
no, that's Chris.
That's what I always say. Wait, that's you?
No. I was kidding. You said Woody Woodpecker. I said, no, that's Chris, meaning Chris is Woody Woodpecker. Chris has that type of thing.
Right?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, there's the other one. That was, I don't know what the fuck that was. I can't even explain that one.
Sounded like a snail.
A what? No snails make noise.
Like if a snail could talk, that's what it would sound like.
Right, because turkeys do this.
Gobble, gobble.
I did that on purpose, and that's being used against me.
What were you saying?
I don't know. I was making a noise.
You sound like a tugboat.
Weren't we just talking about tugboats?
Yeah. We were.
What a coincidence.
We were just talking about tugboats. Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's for off the air.
That's secret.
Right.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's like that was like a gay transformer.
funny how we just crack ourselves up.
Oh, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Evil laugh.
That's what's so great about it, though.
Because it's like, evil?
Yeah, it's got that Dr. Evil.
It does. Ooh. Why was I laughing like
that? I don't know, but it's fantastic.
Where did you find it? Like, in a conversation? What were we talking about? That I would laugh so mean. I was so mean.
You were talking about leaving the Jersey Jerks behind.
Yes.
No, she wasn't laughing. She didn't laugh during that.
There it is.
No.
Here's a previous Missy laughs.
I don't laugh like that anymore, though.
No, you don't.
I know. I've been doing that. I got my lung capacity up. Like, whoa. I wonder if I completely stopped smoking, if my voice would change and I would have an annoying girly voice.
I don't know. It's possible.
And I was like, terrible. What if I annoyed you guys then? What if I was like Valley Girlish?
Valley Girlish isn't a voice. It's like an attitude, an upbringing. Yeah. You're not a Valley girl. You're
what
not from
I
the
had
Valley.
A squeaky voice. Wouldn't that get on your guys' nerves?
I'd just be happy with a feminine voice.
The whole goal here was to bring you in with the feminine touch.
You guys talked to me on the phone before you ever met me, so you knew what I sounded like.
I didn't.
You weren't there. You guys talked to me on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you liked my voice.
Okay. Did we talk to you on the phone? I don't remember.
Yeah, we had a freeway.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I don't remember that.
We talked on the
phone. Was I drugged?
You're a fucking liar!
Yeah, we had a freeway.
Yeah, I don't remember talking to you on the phone.
I'm a notch.
I remember meeting you.
Which one of you sucked their dick?
I didn't touch that thing.
No idea. Wasn't me.
I remember.
You remember who sucked your dick?
I remember talking to you on the phone.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I do.
And then we met her in person.
And you loved me.
That's right.
Yeah, baby.
Ew.
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 Is it so obvious how much you're disgusted by Marco?
Marco, you're creepy.
I feel Marco is equally as disgusted with me.
You're a creepster.
I sounded girly there.
Yeah, you did. You're a creepster.
Creeper.
Creeper.
There I sounded it too. Creepy apparently is my feminine word. Is it humongous?
Is it humongous?
Don't sound. That's like a dinosaur. What do you
that
want back
sound like here? A dinosaur.
That's what do you want back here? That's you?
That was me.
How did you laugh like that?
I don't know.
Were you trying to say
the magic of audio editing?
Ah. Remember when I used to sneeze and it would sound like Godzilla?
That wasn't the only thing I did. I must have laughed before or after that, and that was like the middle of it or something.
The middle or the end.
Yeah, like it's there's no way I just made that noise and then that was it.
No. That's awesome though. I did all
of
these.
Yo guys, what's up?
Man.
That might be one of my favorite Missy sounds ever, because I don't know what that was.
I mean, I'm sad.
It's like it's like an air horn. It's like those old like Model T Fords from like the 1920s.
I want one of them.
It's like one of their horns.
Oh, I know.
Get out of the way.
Oh, shit.
Get this horse and buggy out of my way.
It does sound like that.
Holy shit.
Apache.
There's that gasping for air.
What the fuck?
It's a remix. Oh, Jesus.
That is so adorable.
Oh, man.
I make no sense.
You know what, though? Let's be honest. Playing all these sound bites, it's obvious that we have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
To just get those clips, it's because we were having fun. It's never because of something
mean.
Bad.
We don't take ourselves too serious.
Except for when you I'm like 3 seconds from leaving.
It happens.
I'm like 2 seconds from leaving. Oh, it's so deep. You hear that?
You feel uncomfortable every time you hear that?
Yes. I'm like 2 seconds from leaving.
I can
I can hear the awkward.
I can hear the rage in your voice.
In my voice.
I can hear the fucking bitch in your voice.
And you guys were like, ah, she's a cunt. Good.
You're such a flaming cunt.
That doesn't even sound like me.
What?
I know. To me, that doesn't sound like me at all.
Who does it sound like to you?
I don't know. Squirrel is not inanimate.
Inanimate.
That doesn't sound like me either.
Double entendre.
Andrew. Andrew.
What?
I don't know.
What are you saying?
Entendre. Intangible. Ugh. God.
Ew!
Jesus. I'm wild.
You have to, like, suck on it.
A huge dick.
But they're itty bitty, teeny tiny, little bitty.
Were they small?
That's like, you can tell, like, towards the tail end of that statement that the wheels were falling off. Oh, man. They're like itty bitty, teeny tiny, itty bitty. Oh.
She was searching for another word for small.
She ran out of batteries.
Yeah, pretty much.
Shut down. Good times.
I know, yeah. Man.
We should just.
I think the ban should be lifted, and so you can get some newer ones in there.
That one, the one that started the
ban's
whole
never
thing.
Off you. It's, like, it's usually on.
It's off y'all.
I guess
y'all
so.
Have it off.
No, you get new sounds all the time.
Yeah.
The ban. I don't
Not
think
much.
The ban has anything to do with Marco. I think it's from between.
I don't have much of you. I don't have any new ones.
I thought you just do whatever. I thought the ban was between you and me, wasn't it? Or no?
I thought it was between the three of us, but Marco cheated on it, so.
I ain't cheating. Cocksucker.
So, he apparently just not included himself in it.
Oh. Let the games begin.
The ban's bullshit, because then everybody watches what they said. Just fucking say it. Gives a fuck.
Oh!
There, see?
That's an old one now.
Huh. Cares. Lift the ban, Chris. Lift it.
Lift it.
No, because I don't have time to pull shit.
Of course.
Fuck you guys.
You know what?
You need fresh material.
I don't want the ban lifted.
Huh?
The ban should be lifted.
I'm reading your shirt.
Were you just looking at my tits?
I was reading your shirt because I was so confused by this little saying.
How can you miss it? It's like a billboard.
Yeah. Well, because the microphone's in the way and the computer said to do this.
I'm titty fucking the microphone.
Where'd your mic go? I can't even say it now.
Jesus.
No lube.
He's titty fucking it. Yeah.
Come on my face.
Whoa. Hey. You're going to have to buy me dinner first.
Hey.
You right there? You got it?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Popped a couple Viagras in this mic stand. Should stay up.
It's all good.
So, big gulps, huh, guys?
Yeah, man. Coffee and tea.
Would you prefer your voice to be that way, or would you rather have a more feminine voice?
I like my voice. I really do think it has texture. I know.
Stop saying that.
No. Yeah, texture's really not good for a voice, just so you know. Texture's good for, like...
sandpaper.
Yeah, basically. Or, like, tire treads.
No. I like that. What should I say then?
It has character.
No.
It does have
I
character.
I don't like that though.
Texture's not good. Texture sounds like you have problems.
So character? My voice has character.
You could say culture, like throw culture.
Ew. No, I'm definitely not saying that. I'm going to just stick with the texture. Unless you think it sounds that bad.
Well, texture just makes it sound like there's something
gritty.
Wrong with your voice. Gritty. Okay. Well, then so you do know that that's what
I
texture is making it sound.
I know I have a gritty voice.
Okay.
I know it doesn't sound perfect.
Hey, did you hear, speaking of fucking throats, Michael Douglas said that he got throat cancer from eating pussy?
Eating pussy.
That's possible.
Is it possible?
Yeah. Definitely. HPV's got to affect a man in some way. And the fact that it doesn't, like, with his sex organs, then it only makes sense.
I don't know if it's proven that...
It's not proven, but it will be. It will be proven. Dental dam it up, fellas. Dental dam it up.
Dental dam it up?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, if it's random pussy. Well, no. Guys, no. If it's random pussy, you don't go
you don't
down.
Go, you don't, lick
you don't go down on a chick you just meet. That's ridiculous.
Why?
What do you mean, why? For that exact fucking reason. She
you
could
get
be
HPV
dirty.
The throat?
She could be dirty.
And then what? You'll get herpes?
Am I wrong here, guys?
No, you don't.
You meet a chick, you go down on her?
No.
No.
Ridiculous!
Not at all.
Ridiculous.
No, definitely not.
Do you expect a girl to do that to you?
Absolutely.
Yes!
I have an Audi. I clean it better than her innie.
Oh, God.
I look at sexual organs like belly buttons. The innies... They're harder to clean. You got to dig in there. The Audis, they're right on the outside. Just wipe them clean. Boom. Done.
I'll take your word for it.
Are you worried that you may get throat cancer?
Mm-mm.
No?
Well, how long's Michael Douglas been married for?
20.
Not that long.
No, not that long.
7 years? 7 years?
Something like that.
I guess. Around a decade, maybe.
Yeah.
But think about it. Before that, he got divorced. He was a fucking sex addict.
No, I hear you. I'm just saying, either... The cancer was lying dormant for a decade, or he got it from his wife.
I think he was also a smoker, too.
But no, he said it's from pussy.
I know he said it's from pussy. Who the fuck is he?
Well, he retracted it since he said it was.
He also said that pussy cures it, too.
Okay. Is he fucking...
Pussy's the cure for cancer?
That's what he said.
Makes sense.
I'm telling you what I read.
He is obviously mentally insane. He probably has, like, syphilis or something, and that, like, deteriorates parts
syphilis.
Of your brain.
What's this, fucking 1890?
I don't know. I think that's what HPV is replacing, like, other sex.
Move over syphilis. Here comes HPV.
Here comes HPV.
Syphilis, you know within a couple hours you have that shit, though, don't you?
Really?
I don't know. I never
start
had it.
Pissing fire.
Yeah.
Isn't that the clap? See, I don't know. I'm clean.
Yeah, I never had anything like that.
I don't know.
I use rubbers.
Fine. What?
No, nothing. Just the way that little series of events was kind of funny.
I just think it's fucking ridiculous. That's all.
Rubbers are the devil.
I don't think it's ridiculous.
Fuck
I think
that.
It's possible.
I think it's possible.
Oh.
I think it's ridiculous because eating pussy is, you know, awesome.
Just eating clean.
If that's
going to
kill
awesome.
You now, too.
What, eating Everything pussy?
Yeah.
You.
Shit.
I'm, he can't already, do
I'm already fucking dead.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares?
What are you worried about? You could fucking die crossing
care.
The street.
Yeah, you're right.
Fuck.
Eat that pussy. Dive right the fuck in there.
Heartburn causes cancer.
Heartburn?
Yeah.
Where'd you read that at?
I know somebody who died.
I get heartburn all the time.
If you don't treat it, it can destroy your esophagus.
I know.
And well, then it makes you get esophagus.
I destroyed
cancer.
My esophagus decades ago. All the shit that I eat.
Between the pussy and the heartburn.
Between the pussy and the cupcakes.
Now that I think about it, really going down on just a random pussy, is it that bad? Look at the three of us. We're a fucking happy meal away from a heart attack anyway. We're not like a fucking beacon of health here.
Are you talking about together or individually?
Individually, we're all disgusting.
Well,
me and you smoke. We're like, seriously, what are we, maybe a decade away from cancer?
Yeah, what do I have, like fucking 80 pounds on you, though?
No, I'm saying we're all fat. We're all disgusting.
Yeah, but
me and you are going to have cancer soon. What? Eat a random pussy.
You're,
who cares?
You're not. But see, you say you're fat, but you're really not fat. You might be chubby at best.
I'd rather be called
stocky.
Fat than chubby.
Pleasantly plump.
Stocky.
Stocky.
Yeah. Stocky. That's it. You happy with that? You're stocky.
No, stocky implies some sort of muscle tone. I have none.
Chris is a little husky. We have to get him the husky size.
Big boned.
Well, let's put it this way. I'm close to, if I don't be careful, Like, you're right. One happy
meal. We've all passed a midway point.
No, but wait a minute. But if I have to be careful because if I keep eating the way I eat, I'm eventually going to have to shop at Big and Tall.
You're going to kill
Casual
yourself.
Casual whale. Forget the kill. I'm already dead. Let's take that off the fucking table. I have to be careful that I don't make that transition that I start shopping at Casual Whale because then that's going to be an issue for me. That'll be a huge fucking problem. I cannot cross that line. I still have to be able to buy at least one article of clothing at any fucking store I walk into.
Does it make you angry that when you're shopping for like a t-shirt and it'll be like $20 for an extra large but $22 for a double X?
In store, that's never online.
Online,
it's like,
yeah. Doesn't it make you angry? Yeah. Like, what the fuck,
yeah,
man?
Go
really?
Fuck yourself. What did it cost? Fucking $2 for that font? That one fucking letter that you put on there? X? Fuck off.
Figure you're going to stretch a shirt out and ruin it anyway
minute,
and make
though.
You pay more for it.
If we ever get shirts, though, aren't we going to do the same thing?
Unfortunately, yeah.
No, fuck that.
That's the sound of me putting on a shirt.
We should charge more for the smaller size shirts, because fuck them.
You know what? That's
you're
a
right,
great
you're right.
idea. $30 for smalls, for like female
Triple
shirts.
X are free.
The female shirts, the female shirts should be like $30. Triple X are like $5.
Fucking no, skinny people.
No, the female shirts should be reasonably priced. We want skinny chicks to wear our shit. But it's opposite for men.
Dude, any girl that listens to this show
is fucked
chances
up.
Chances are isn't skinny.
Or isn't good looking.
Right.
What? That's mean.
I don't buy that.
You don't buy that?
All
not including
good looking people.
Not including my girlfriend because she just listens to be nice. As a conversation like, oh, it was funny. You guys were talking about so-and-so the other day. Blah, blah, blah. And then that's it. It's like, that's our conversation about the show for the week.
She listens for like 10 minutes just so she can talk to you about it. Yeah.
She listens while she goes to sleep.
We put her to sleep?
Yeah. She puts the show on as she's getting ready for bed, lays down, and she'll pass out.
I don't blame her. She's got to be sick of your voice at this point.
She loves my voice.
She says it has texture.
She says it has texture. We keep doing voices like that. It's not going to be good for any of us.
Why?
We could do like an old Western with those. Hey, how you doing, partner? And there's... And there's the saloon owner dying of cancer in the corner.
Well, what kind of voices do you want to do?
Oh, top of the evening to ya.
Yeah, my native tongue. You're a pain in the arse. You know that.
Welcome to the Yersey Yerk Show.
Was that supposed to be Pedro or was that supposed to be...
Scarface.
Was that Scarface?
No, I think that was Pedro.
You know what? I've realized something in the last 3 years of doing this show. I got to stop doing voices.
Why? You're people, good at them.
I've got emails saying
they're,
all, got
they're
emails.
All sounding exactly the same. Ready? It's like, all right, we're going to do the Irish voice. Welcome to the Yersey Yerk Show. Now let's do the Spanish voice. Welcome to the Yersey
Yerk Show. Welcome to the Yersey Yerk Show.
It's the same thing. They're all starting to sound the same. Every single one.
Yo, what's up? This is Pedro.
See? Music in the background.
The best voice is Missy's.
Oh.
Country voice.
Country voice.
Did you do a country? No, Southern. Was it a Southern voice?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That was terrible.
Bring back the Southern Belle.
I don't know how.
Come on.
I don't know how to do it without trying.
What? What the fuck does that mean?
Can we pause the show? I need to think about that statement.
I don't know how to do it without trying. Fucking try then.
We can mute the mics for 10 seconds if you want and think about that.
Y'all?
We'll leave y'all come back now, her.
Y'all. I feel like I sound like what a horse would sound like if it talked.
I don't think so.
I don't think they would talk like that. I think they would talk like me.
Like you?
I feel like I'm a
horse. Horses would talk like Missy. Missy talks like a horse.
That doesn't make sense.
Talks like a whore.
Fuck Trump you! Yes. You're the devil. Serial killer.
Cunt.
Serial killer.
Cunt.
Cunt!
Sarah color?
Blasphemy.
Are you going to do your southern voice?
What do you want me to say? Southern.
Say whatever you want.
Iced tea.
There you go.
Iced tea.
See? She did it.
Yeah, how about
what
that?
Kind of iced tea?
Blackberry. That sounds like a turtle.
What? What the fuck?
Did you ever hear that one song by Lou Reed?
Oh, no, but I love it. What?
Did you ever hear that song by Lou Reed?
Which one?
That song. Fuck.
Yes. Yeah, it's a good one.
I am 45.
Where he's singing.
That song where he's singing.
Yeah, he's a singer.
Isn't it? It's like the scene from Elf. I'm singing.
What song is it?
I don't know. Is it?
It's
Walking the Wild Side?
No, it's the other song that he was real famous
Perfect
for.
Perfect Day, Sweet Jane, Satellite Love, Rock
Sweet
and Roll.
Sweet Jane, that's a big one.
That's what she said.
Are you sure you're talking about Lou Reed?
Maybe.
Lou Rawls?
No. You'll never find.
I forget the name of the song. Anyway, Lou Reed.
Is that the one about the heroin?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know if that was Lou Reed, though. I don't remember who it was.
Lou Reed. Street Hassle?
No, what's his second most famous song? Because it's not Walk on the Wild Side.
Perfect Day, Sweet Jane, Satellite of Love. Vicious, Transformer, Interview, Live.
Street I don't Hustle. Give a shit.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the words in my head.
It starts off real slow.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know if that's Lou Reed.
You're the devil. Anyway, if a snake could talk, he would sound like Lou Reed, I think.
That sounds like Lou Reed. You're right.
Every time I hear this song, I always picture a snake singing it.
There's something so fucking wrong with your head.
A little cartoon snake.
Man.
With
I don't
sunglasses
know if it's
Lou Reed. On. I could be wrong. It happens.
You could be.
I wish I could remember how the song goes. It's like,
well, how do you come up with a statement?
It's singing in my
making
head.
Making a point, and then you don't even know what you're pointing.
Because I've had multiple discussions about this before.
That's it.
This is it.
This is Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side.
No, this isn't it. What's his other famous song?
Sweet Jane.
Missy Dundo style.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA.
Crazy bitch.
Maybe it's.
Plucked her eyebrows on the way.
Okay, it's not Lou Reed then. It's somebody else. But
I know which one you're talking about. It starts off real slow, and then towards the end, he starts speeding it up.
I think.
I forgot who sings. I know what you're talking about. It's about heroin. It's about. As actually, some of the lines in it is talking about, like, you know, when you're. Whatever opening.
How do you know? Do you think it sounds like a snake as well?
Is that
how you're we're
out
on
of
the
your
same
fucking
page?
Mind?
How do you know? I feel
Thank
like
you
you're.
For that, Chris.
I feel like you're on to something. How are you on to it?
I don't know. I just don't know.
You are just over the line of mental retardation.
Are you fucking crazy?
I just don't understand how you have a point in your head and then you bring up the song. And
because I remember thinking about it in my past.
Yep. Stupid woman.
And in my past, I was like, oh, this sounds like a snake.
But it's not Sweet Jane.
I don't think so. I don't
she
know.
Has no idea.
You have to play the music. You have to play.
Just go through every song of his until we figure it out.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not Lou Reed. I'm telling you, it's not.
He knows. I don't know how, but he's in my brain.
I'm not in your brain.
You don't want to go in there. Missy, missy, missy.
So don't you don't know stop. One word in the song.
It's a great point you're making.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I remember hearing it on a classic rock station.
Oh, that narrows it down. That should be easy to find.
I remember asking somebody, who sings this song? And they said, Lou Reed.
No, they were misinformed.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Frank Rizzo!
What the fuck?
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to find out what song
You're not
it
even
is.
Trying.
I am, so...
Wait, what? Keep the show rolling.
Come on, produce.
The Velvet Underground, Sweet Jane? No?
Play one of them.
Sweet Jane is not the song. Play the song, but that's
not trying to
it.
Find one that's not live. All his Sweet Janes are live.
When...
I will play a live one. Fuck it.
Maybe if I think...
Don't do that.
All I want to do is make you.
That's not it. Want to make love to you.
It's Lou Reed.
That is Lou Reed.
It's the second most famous song.
Oh my God.
It's not Walk on the Wild Side. It's something else.
Might
I think it goes
it.
Do 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 do. Or
that's Walk on the Wild Side.
No, it's not that.
Yes, it is. And we just not, fucking played it.
I know, but that's not the song that makes me think of him. That's just
you just
song.
Sang it. It must be.
That's not the song that makes me think he's a, that made me think he was a snake.
No offense, but you don't exactly know what you're talking about.
Well, play the second song. Sweet Jane again?
No, not me.
Going to try
this one
for the kingdom if I can. Cause it makes me feel like I'm
is that
Lou
Reed?
No, this is Velvet Underground.
A spike in
it's called Heroin.
Vein.
Wasn't Lou Reed in
this
Velvet
is the
Underground?
One I'm talking about. I think so. Oh, maybe.
It's Lou Reed. And it's the second most famous song.
What do you think?
I don't know anything. Marco, play songs.
What the fuck, man?
Come on, I want to move on.
Did you play Sweet Jane, Marco?
He I'm did.
It
wasn't
it's a live
it.
One. I can't find
it's not it. It's something
it.
Else.
Just getting angry, dude. Come on, just start playing random songs.
We're lollygagging.
You're the one that brought this stupid shit up.
Chris, do you really know what it is and you're not telling?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. I don't think Chris... Do you even know who Lou, you know who Lou Reed is?
Yeah.
Right?
He's from Velvet Underground.
Yeah. Awesome. Fucking excited about that.
He does not care. I do not care. I have no dates.
I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a
Try
fuck.
Try Perfect Day.
So what?
That's the first song that came up. When I was just looking at
hey
you.
Kids, it's time to use the F word.
So the guy's singing a song that's perfect.
These are not snakes.
Fuck laughing, fuck trying, fuck this song, but mostly fuck you. Fuck love, hate, and friends.
This is it.
Following trends, fuck this song. Can't wait.
I think this is it. Is this it, miss?
No.
Damn it.
Did you try? What's happening?
This is all right. Lou Reed sang this.
Shut up.
See Lou Reed sang this.
Fuck you.
Maybe it is Walk on the
Wild. It is Walk on the Wild. Get over yourself.
I don't think it
what about
is.
It? What's the point of this?
It sounds like a snake.
That was it? This
yes!
is all for a snake?
Lou Reed the snake.
She's got Down syndrome.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
That's the best fucking soundbite ever.
Hi, Chris.
I think it was Perfect Day, but you won't play it.
What's Perfect Day?
She's a retard.
Song.
Is it by Green Day?
It's by Lou Reed.
I love Green Day.
Go ahead, play it.
I can't. My phone hates the internet.
You have like the shittiest fucking
I know. I don't understand.
Because you get that bullshit Sprint. That's why.
I know. I gotta
Sprint
bounce.
Is for assholes.
Sprint sucks.
Sprint's for when you have shitty credit.
Right? That's not true. It's the first cell phone I ever had.
Sprint sucks.
What was the name of the song you want me to play?
Perfect Day.
By who?
Lou Reed. Turtle.
Lou Reed Turtle?
No, there's a scary turtle.
I don't know half the time
I got
what
it right here.
You're talking about.
You have AIDS. Yes, you have AIDS. I hate to tell you, boy, that you have AIDS. You got the AIDS.
There we go. Ready?
That's not it?
Is there any reason why you're sticking your head behind the mic?
It's not it. Maybe it is. Because
we spent 25 minutes trying to find this song that doesn't fucking exist or was the first one you played. And the reason we're looking it up, because she pictures a cartoon snake singing it.
Oh.
Riggs. The show just turned into Lethal
Weapon. Oh.
Riggs, I want you to smile and blow me.
You have a fucking brain transplant.
Will me, Riggs?
I'm too old for this shit.
Do you think that if what's the actor's name that played Riggs?
Danny Glover. Riggs.
Murtaugh.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
You think Danny Glover, if he knew that Mel Gibson was such a racist back then, he would have took that job?
Yeah, he's probably racist too.
Who?
Danny Glover.
I don't like white people.
I don't know.
How old's Danny Glover?
He's got to be 79? Like 70.
Yeah. Right. So
79? Is he that old?
He's lived.
Just throwing out random numbers. What?
You shut your fucking mouth, motherfucker.
He probably is racist. He's lived through some real racist shit.
Yeah, he don't
shit.
Like white people.
He doesn't? How do you fuck? How do you guys know?
Because he was fucking probably...
I said probably, first of all. I said, but he's lived through some really racist times in this
country. Yeah, because he's Blink.
He's Blink.
His slave name is John.
Murtaugh.
John Q.
John Q. Public.
My son's gonna get a heart.
Aww.
Fuck.
I don't think he would have played that role.
No. Not at all.
What, if he knew Mel Gibson was racist?
Yeah. How could they even be on the same
money,
set
though.
Together?
Well, money's money.
Money's money.
Yeah.
I don't think Mel Gibson's racist. Like, in a...
Proceed.
Yeah.
In an everyday type setting, I think that he got mad and he was cowardly and said a bunch of stupid shit to be a jerk.
You think that's all that was?
No, because if he was that racist, he wouldn't have worked with Danny Glover. You know what I mean?
Money's money.
Again,
okay,
yeah.
You're talking about a guy who's basically publicly been hating Jews and blacks. Blicks.
Blicky.
Blick.
Blick.
Yeah, I don't know. I think...
How has he been publicly hating them, by the way? I mean, I'm not very knowledgeable
on
this.
He's been in trouble with the law, and during those times, he's had some sort of comment. He made some. Didn't he make a Jewish comment when he got pulled over by a cop a couple years back before the whole...
What did he say?
Jew. No, I don't know. He said something.
I mean, maybe
he said,
just...
Jews rule the world.
Okay. Don't they?
No, I'm not fucking...
Oh.
They do.
I know he called a girl police officer sugar tits.
Well, he was just being a man.
Yeah. There's
nothing wrong with that.
But I don't know. If he was that racist, like if he hated Jewish people that much, why would he make that Passion of the Christ?
I'm a theorist.
So it's like, I don't know. I don't know Mel Gibson.
Why would he make Passion of the Christ? The whole point was
Jews
killed
Jesus.
Yeah, but Jesus was a Jew.
Okay, and the Jews killed him.
The Jews killed
him. I never saw it. I don't know what it's about.
You know the term, Christ killer.
Oh, he'd said that before, didn't he? To people. I don't know. Fucking Mel Gibson, who cares? Does he even do anything anymore?
Does he do anything anymore?
Is he an actor?
I don't think he's had a relevant movie.
He acted with that beaver.
It's my dream job.
It's a beaver, right? A puppet? A puppet beaver?
Nice beaver.
It was a puppet that was a beaver, and it was his best friend.
What?
Yeah, I think that...
Are you sure this wasn't about you? Is this based on you and the squirrel?
No. There was a puppet that was his last movie, and he wore a puppet on his hand. And they were biffles. And it was
they
a
were
beaver.
What?
Biffles.
They were biffles?
Just sucks my cock!
That's what he was saying to the beaver.
Suck my cock and say you're sorry!
And the beaver said, I'm Jewish, I can't.
Shit! How dare you lie like that? Dishonest, fucking, gold-digging cunt, you whore! Callous cunt.
How dare you?
See, I don't believe him when he talks.
You like,
I don't believe he means all that. He's like way too dramatic about it.
He's mad.
Yeah, but still, he's like.
You obviously have never been with a woman who can get you that fucking angry.
No.
Yeah, I actually understand the anger part. I don't understand
the racist
tirades. What was the one about the pack of? He says, I hope you get raped by a pack of niggers or whatever.
Oh, he did say that.
Yeah, I mean, he was going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But the chick, is it the same chick with the walk on the eggshells?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. She ain't messing with no broke niggers. I ain't saying she a gold digger. She ain't messing with no broke niggers.
Oh, my God.
Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down.
Kanye would not appreciate that.
Crazy cunt!
Was that Mel as well?
No. Might as well be, though.
Holy shit.
I think people like to be racist when they're mad.
You think they just like to be
racist? I think you have a point there.
Explain that. People
yes,
like
everyone understands me today.
Oh, whoa. I'm asking to explain because I don't.
Choco Paquette.
Somebody cuts you off when you're driving, the first thing you attack is the race.
Really?
Oh, dude.
What if you can't see the driver?
Well, then that's
or
different.
Sex. If you or you say it's probably a woman.
Or sex. Or sex.
Or sex. They're sex. Their sexualness. They're
male or female.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like when having sex, you get racist.
Put a little nigger into it, would you?
That's what I thought you were saying. Or when you have sex, you get racist. Like, you know, come on, move your ass like a spig, would you?
Call Jesus, Jesus. So, yeah.
Stop treating your pussy like it's Jewish. Don't be so stingy. Give it up.
But, yeah. That's it. I think when people are mad, they want to be racist.
When people are mad, they want
yeah,
to be
like they say it because it's like, think about it. You want to say like the most hurtful thing that you can say about.
No,
somebody.
I think when you're mad and you choose racist comments, it's because you're racist. I don't care what you say, you're racist. Even
you look like a fucking bitch on heat, and if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault.
It's because he's fucking racist.
Yeah, but he does sound very racist in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like very detailed.
It's a good conclusion, miss. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
But he's like comparing her to a dog and then comparing the black people to those dogs as well. Like by calling them a pack. Instead of like a clan or something. I don't know. I don't know what a group of people is called.
What is that?
Huh?
Nothing.
Persons?
No, I missed it. I wanted to hear what he had.
Said, I don't understand you.
Don't play that again. About.
I don't understand you.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. That chick, I didn't understand her either. The one he was arguing
ukulele
with.
Yeah.
She's got a ukulele. What?
Are you insane?
Wasn't she foreign, like Russian or something?
She's Russian.
Yurkavangli.
Ukulele. Ukraine.
Ukrainian.
Yeah, she was that. Ukrainian.
Are you trying to say Ukraine?
I'm trying to say her name.
Oh.
Oh, Oksana.
Oh.
You're close.
I said ukulele. I was not close. I was wrong.
Because you have big jugs.
No.
I still just like that wall.
Suck my cock and say you're sorry. Yeah. You should just fucking smile and follow me. Yes, I deserve
how it. How dare you lie like that? Piss, vomit, fucking gold digging cunt, you whore.
You
whore. You're a hooker.
Why would, I don't, you guys probably don't remember, but why was he like so flipping out?
I deserve to be blown first!
Okay.
Blow me!
He just wanted a blowjob.
Some guys, man, they needed
well,
that.
Well, man. That's a problem. I wonder how he's looking.
I forget why he was mad.
Good. Were they getting divorced or something?
They weren't married.
Oh. That seems very unnecessary.
I'll burn the goddamn house down! But blow me first!
I like the one where he needed breathing. A blowjob. Remember the one where he's breathing real heavy?
Yeah.
And he would go faster and then slower. And
he's a maniac.
You fucking idiot.
I don't know. Yeah, why was he? What happened? Did something happen?
God, whore.
You whore. Go, dig it.
Fucking dysfunctional cunt.
He's scary. Oh my god.
Man.
He is scary.
God. It sounds like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. Smash. Jesus.
I hope he goes on another racist, seriously, sexist rant soon.
Seriously, man, that was the shit. He's got fucking problems. He's got,
yeah, he has issues.
He has some.
Besides being racist, he's got anger issues.
Smash! Mel smash.
You freaking ignorant bitch!
What an asshole, man.
He was a maniac.
A fucking whore.
Why you count the food out of my mouth?
Her name was Oksana? Is that what the hell was her last name?
I don't know.
Fucking some crazy nice name.
And why do you count my food out of my mouth?
Walk on the egg shells. For a second, I thought she was Italian. Hey, give me the egg shells.
I can't do anything, and I walk on the egg shells always with you.
Walk on the egg shells.
Always.
She doesn't sound Russian.
She doesn't.
Was that her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was actually her.
Ukulele.
She was saying it back to him? She actually had, they had a conversation?
Yeah, that was a phone conversation that she taped.
She got a ukulelean accent.
She sounds Asian.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Fake tits.
What?
Fake tits.
Fake tits.
A blonde with big tits and a hat full of Viagra.
Fuck you.
He would have been better in the, what do you call it? He would have been better in The Sopranos. He would have been perfect for this. He could have been Furio's part. He could have been like the enforcer, where you just go around and beating up every race, every ethnic group he hated.
A Molignan.
He's been quiet, though, man. You haven't
He has to be. You know what, though? Everybody goes through some shit, and then eventually it blows over.
Something will pop off. Then their
fucking career gets invigorated by some new thing. Like Tom Cruise, remember? The fucking movie company dropped him.
Yeah.
And nobody wanted anything to do with him because he was a fucking bananas. Mm. He still is, in my opinion. But he's being a little bit more quiet about it. And now he's having, like, hit movies, you know? So it'll happen with Mel. Eventually he'll come back. I'd like to see him. I'd like to see him in the next movie kind of play a role like Robert Downey Jr. did in Tropic Thunder, where Mel Gibson comes in blackface. What the fuck did I just hear?
Hey, yeah! Ha!
I get excited about my foods.
Spit that shit out, man!
You imagine that, Miss? Mel Gibson in blackface.
No. I was just trying to, and I couldn't.
You're still thinking about that beaver.
I was thinking about the beaver, too.
Did you watch the movie?
No.
Oh.
It looked terrible.
Yeah, it really did look stupid.
Yeah, it looked really, really bad.
I didn't even see.
Ryan Gosling made a movie with, like, a sex doll called Lars and the Real Girl.
I never saw that.
And that was really good.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. But I couldn't watch. It was good.
Yeah.
It was, like, weird.
It sounds weird. The dude walking around with a sex doll that's his girlfriend?
Yeah, and the whole community like rallies behind him.
I thought the girl was real. Was it real to him? Is that what it was?
It was real to him.
So when he was talking to it, the girl was a real chick?
They actually, like, talk. Well, he would talk to the doll, but he would think the doll was talking back to him.
Was he retarded?
Don't talk crazy.
He was, like, socially inept. And it was, like, snapping him out of
it. Is that your professional opinion? Or?
Yeah.
He was socially inept?
Yeah.
Like, is there a professional diagnosis?
What the fuck? Why?
You are just over the line of mental retardation.
That's what you should have said.
Yeah. I don't think I'd be interested in that movie at all.
No, you guys would all hate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you would not be fans.
No.
I was a big fan. Big fan.
Of course you were.
The fuck does that mean?
You like weird shit.
Okay.
Lower your voice, bitch.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
Holy shit!
That was uncalled for.
I know. Shit. You're very unnecessary. Everything.
As a person, or like.
In general.
I didn't mean it.
Like
vague.
All around.
That was
kind
a vague
of.
Statement. You're very unnecessary. Not that, what he said. You're just saying in general. You are very unnecessary.
Cut! All right, let's everybody just calm the fuck down.
Let's fight.
She's got the claws out, man.
Fuck her.
Meow. All right.
That was a useless fight.
Yeah, that was a really bad one.
Like most of Marco's life. But
She's a retard.
He hates me so much.
You're acting like a cock.
I'm very limited in what I could say. You guys can call me all types of names. I can't call you anything.
Fuck you.
Call me whatever you want. I don't give a
it's
shit.
It's not funny, though.
Why?
You're an asshole.
That's kind of funny, actually.
And then I always laugh.
How about fatties? Hey, fatties?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't judge people.
You're not judging.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
You're just stating a fact.
I don't judge people in the room.
Yeah.
As soon as she leaves here, those fat fucks.
Right. I can't believe I do a show with these fat motherfuckers every week.
I love you guys.
Look like a Puerto Rican whore.
Group hug. See, you're so creative, and I'm not.
What are you talking about? Nobody said anything. What does it sound like?
You little hoe.
To go fuck yourself.
Jesus.
I thought we were
going to taste test food this week. Was that a joke, Jay?
You want a Twizzler?
I kind of do.
Taste test food.
Yeah. I should have got food instead of a smoothie today.
No. I do remember vaguely talking about that last week. I don't remember what we were supposed to taste test.
They were sitting on the computer.
Okay. They were on their balls.
She don't have all her marbles.
Are they salty or sweet?
They were under his fucking balls.
My balls.
My balls.
My fucking balls. My fucking balls.
My balls.
Where were they? Underwear?
My fucking balls.
Are they cheesy? They taste cheesy?
No.
No. Is your pubic hair stuck in there somewhere?
That
would be so disgusting.
It's not like you never had a pubic hair stuck in your fucking tongue.
You make me sick, you fucking baby.
Touche.
Touche's right.
I think everybody has, right?
No.
It hasn't?
What?
You have you seen pubic any gay guys hair in your a pubic hair in your mouth?
Eating pussy.
Somebody else's, yeah. Yeah, not my own. Yeah,
yeah, like, what was it, the 90s?
Why would you assume
I mean, not another guy.
Own.
I mean, another guy.
Wait, what?
Am I wrong? Parker
said not my own. Why would
that's
he assume
I,
she
that's
meant
not what I meant.
You picking lice out of your own ball?
Let me tell you something. If I could reach there.
My fucking balls.
Parker's
the
National Geographic. My fucking balls.
If I could reach down there, I'd fucking... I don't think I'd leave for work.
He's sitting there picking the lice out. Raiden's boy.
Fucking faggot.
You guys are retarded.
Oh, my God. He looks terrible. You fucking faggot.
Creepy motherfucker.
Jesus, is this fucking necessary? You are entirely too gay.
Fucker.
Fruitcake! You're weak, you're out of control, and you become an embarrassment to yourself and everybody else.
Faggot ass cornhole and cocksuckers! Doc says I need an ultrasound on my groin and balls!
So, no, you've never tried your own pubic hair, is that what you're telling us?
Never.
A little mustard.
I mean, if you mix it in a little bit.
I eat it. I put mustard on and eat the fucking shit.
What, are you fucking kidding me?
I can't imagine anybody wanting to try their own pubic hair.
Put it in a turkey sandwich.
Oh, no, you didn't. Stop it.
In mayo, it gets the duck going up.
You know what I'm talking about.
That's so gross.
That's fucking disgusting. A turkey? Why are you going to pick a turkey sandwich?
I don't know.
Fuck, that was so specific.
A cheese steak, it melted in the cheese.
I think I swallowed a paper there.
That was so disgusting, that image
of think opening about up a singing turkey vagina. Sandwich.
That was fucking disgusting.
Singing vaginas?
Yeah, that was fucking foul.
First of all, you have to, how much time on your hands? Yeah. How much time on your hands do you have to fucking put strings to your vagina and make it like a Muppet?
Did you see all the hairs though?
Yeah. Shave that shit.
You said it was German, right?
It had some sort of yeah.
Some sort of foreign writing at the bottom.
You just assumed it was German?
I assume. They're fucking wackos.
Yeah, German people are weird.
We are German. I couldn't get
they were
all the
they were nasty.
Hairs.
They were just nasty vaginas.
Like, all around the whole fucking thing. Like, all the way down to the butthole.
I thought it was,
where
like
a trail
song
of fucking hairs.
What song was it? What song was it, Misty? Remember?
It was like a slow song, but like bumped up for like techno-y.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Heart Will Go On?
No.
The Other Side?
What?
Above.
Stop mumbling.
I'm retarded.
My vagina is meaty and hairy.
Oh, now that's a wonderful sound bite right there.
Mark up. Make sure you get that.
It's not off. You guys grab that. Snatch it up.
God. What the hell is that?
It's choking on hair.
Ugh. Oh my god.
It's like a dinosaur.
It's like a... I keep thinking of vampires.
Is that what they do? Is that like it's an old...
Like scared.
You dyke. Did you just drop that? Oh, I thought you dropped Jerry's tape.
I just dropped the cat.
That would have been bad.
That would have sucked. There would have been stains
old
everywhere.
Jewish vampires.
Vampires Jewish?
Shut up! I'm not Jewish! It's a racially charged show tonight.
It seems unnecessary. It's funny. Do you guys think you're racist?
I think I can be, yeah. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I don't like...
Do you listen back to the shows?
I don't
want
to...
Yeah, I feel like a lot's in good fun.
I guess it all depends on how you define racist. We all say racist shit, but I don't hate people because they're
yeah, that's the thing. There's like a level of it. Like, I don't want to hurt anybody, but have I used the N-word? Absolutely. I used like 4 times tonight on the show. But, I mean, it's you know, for show
and
banner.
Every time McNabb threw an interception.
Which was what, about 306 times?
Now, he really didn't get picked off much, but that's besides the point.
He couldn't. He was thrown at their feet.
Yeah.
That's why. If he would pick up his fucking knuckles off the turf and throw the ball like a real fucking quarterback.
Goddamn chickaboo up yours, nigger.
You damn dirty ape.
I think that's the worst one.
Which one, the dirty ape one?
Yeah.
This sounds racist. Yeah.
Do you think it's dying, though, racism?
No.
No.
Always going to be around.
I had another talk with somebody about that.
Did you hear the Papa John's delivery driver?
I know. So it's not going away. I had a talk with a black person about it, too, and I was like, I feel like racism's going away, and she was like, no.
You like, say you feel like it's going away?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's going away? Why do you feel
know.
That way?
I feel like people are more acceptable of everyone. I feel like the thing to hate right now is gay people.
No. See, I don't see that at all. I mean, mm-hmm. They're getting all these rights.
Yeah, but they're like, they have to fight
fucking
for a
bullshit.
Long
No, but like, you know, a lot of states are passing, you know, marriage or whatever, union, legal union or whatever the fuck. So, I mean, I don't see that at all. I think racism is, it's swelling more underground. Like, there's still as many, if not more than before, but I think everyone's more quiet about it because now they're the minorities. Racists are the minorities at this point. They're not getting fair treatment. Back in, like, the fucking early 1900s, you could say and do whatever the fuck you want. Nobody was going to hurt you over it. If you wanted to burn a cross, you could. If you wanted to put a noose up, you could. If you wanted to beat the shit out of a woman in the street, no one's going to stop you.
The good old days.
God damn it. Those were the days. Those were the days we slap a bitch upside her face. While kicking a spear chucker to the ground.
No, I agree. Racism was much more blatant back in the early 1900s. Now it's just kind of, it's more, probably
it's a little more
like
PC. A perfect example. This is why I mean when I say PC. You remember, I think it was last year or the year before, well, I don't know about you, Chris, but Marco, a mutual friend of ours that we went to high school with was that dude that got busted. That teacher that was got filmed talking shit to a student.
Oh yeah. We talked about it on the show.
Yeah, we did. We played the clips of it. Actually, I think I still have it somewhere. But anyway, so I was actually reading something about him the other day. He was like doing an appeals thing. He lost his job, whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody because of his last name, and I don't want to say his last name, but I know for a fact that this family's not Jewish, but they do have a last name that sounds Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you!
So, this fucking white supremacist blogger said on his blog...
Hi, Chris.
This fucking neo-Nazi blogger basically was saying how Jewish teachers were talking on special needs, talking shit on special needs children. But obviously this guy didn't read the full article because the special needs child he was fucking with was Puerto Rican. And he didn't say anything about that. But he was just claiming how the Jewish people get away with murder because now he's looking for another job as a teacher.
Okay.
But I know for a fact this guy's not Jewish. He does have a last name that is known to be used. It's actually German.
Oh.
His last name's German, really. It's not Jewish. But he thinks because it's been in movies as Jewish last name.
Okay. That he's a Jew.
Right. So he blogged his asshole, you know, whatever. And it's like, dude. But he was very PC about it in his blog. Like, back in the day, I'm sure they would write whatever the fuck they want. He wasn't using any, like, you know, derogatory term. He wasn't using, like, kike.
Yeah.
He was just saying, you know, look at Jewish America taking over white America or whatever. And it's like, what the fuck are you babbling about on this thing, you know?
Aren't Jewish people white?
They're considered like animals. No, I'm not being a dick. I'm serious. Like, people
Why?
That hate Jewish people look at them as like look at Hitler. He called the Jewish people rats. He referred to them as rats.
Why did he hate them so much?
I don't know. I don't know.
Does anybody know? Did he ever tell anybody?
I never asked him.
This is why I hate Jewish people.
I never asked him.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
Why you would hate Jewish people? I don't understand racism, really. Like, I do, but I don't.
Real
like,
fucking Nazi now, huh?
Like, I do understand racism, but I don't understand racism. You know? Like, I know it exists. I just don't understand why it does. Like, it's weird to me.
It's been around since the beginning of time.
Like, are there people out there that hate women and women that hate men?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, lesbians hate men.
What? Not just lesbians. No. Ugly girls hate
yeah,
men.
Yeah, ugly girls. Ugly. Feminists.
Do, like, hot girls hate men? Okay.
No, they just hate men like us.
Yeah.
What, hot girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, do they specifically hate all men because, like, they're brought up that way?
No. Like, for instance, if you're a disgusting-looking person, girl, okay. Right? And you're rejected by man after man, or just no guy will even look at you. If anything, any comment that comes out of a man is always negative. Wouldn't you start to hate them after a while?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, you get browbeat so long, you just become
and
hateful.
And you're like, fuck it.
Right.
So is that what happens in other capacities? Because I feel like racist people are dumb.
For the most part,
yeah. Like, yeah. I feel like they've never really, like, even interacted with other races yet hate them.
Yeah, well, that's mostly ignorance. It's true. Oh, okay. It is. It's stupidity. It's not knowing. It's not having all the info, I guess.
Probably the way they were raised. They weren't exposed to the,
yeah, I mean,
you know, colors,
you got to remember, too, depending on when you were born, you may have had relatives that grew up when, you know, not when slavery was still allowed, but let's put it this way, before civil rights were
when
given.
When did that happen?
What, civil rights?
It was,
I forget,
like,
it was like the 60s, maybe?
Okay.
Something like the 50s, 60s?
Yeah.
That's when the movement was, anyway. I don't know when they actually passed through, but anyway, if you have relatives that were born in, like, the early 1900s or whatever, or, you know, whatever, before the mid-1900s, half of them were probably racist. You know what I mean? They'll use any word or every word possible to describe whatever race or color or creed that they're talking about. Except for what they actually are. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Instead of saying black, they'll use the N-word. Instead of saying Puerto Rican, they'll say the spick word.
The spick word.
isn't that a Showtime show? The spick word? No, it's the L-word.
You understand what a filthy fucking Puerto Rican I am?
But I mean, that's what I'm talking about, though. They'll use all these Jewish. They'll say kike or whatever.
I don't understand that, by the way.
What?
Why is a Jewish person called a kike?
I don't know either.
All right.
I
don't know.
I just remember. I remember when I was a kid, I was watching some movie, and what's the one with Brendan Fraser as a Jewish kid and goes to that college?
Oh,
it's a good movie. I
yeah,
forgot what it's called. The
fuck's it called?
With
Family Ties.
With Honors.
With
no.
Honors.
No,
that's the one with Pesci.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Family what ties?
Family
school ties.
Ties.
School ties.
Ties.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
Hey, why don't you go fly a kike? Are you still cold, by the way?
No.
It's fucking Africa hot in here right now.
Africa.
Africa. Out of my way, out of my way, out of my way.
Africa.
Pass me the ball.
It's fucking hot in here.
You sound like Schwarzenegger. Like, oh, yeah.
I'm from Africa. Go and suck a dick.
Now you sound like a Jamaican Arnold.
It's hot in here. Someone turn down. Go. Turn down the AC.
By the way, I still love that fucking music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Dun, 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 dun.
I like when it gets all like, yeah, we're going to win. Like, da na na.
Are you sure you're not thinking about Rocky?
No, it was just happening when it stopped.
Fuck.
Da na 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 na. What?
Keep going.
Da na na. I'm only doing the same part over and over again. Trying to change my voice. That's it. That's all.
This is fun. Boom.
Boom.
It's like really fucking.
It is hot.
Warm, disgustingly hot in here all of a sudden.
I'm very comfortable. I'm caterpillar free.
I'm sweating myself a bra.
Open the window.
It's hotter outside, I think.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was sticky yes. out.
Fat pig. I swear to God, you could drown a toddler in my panties right now.
Oik, oik, fatty.
Bon appetit, douchebag.
Man.
Blasphemy.
Are you guys really that hot?
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking sweating.
We're fatter than
I think it's all this Jew talk.
What?
Yeah.
You know, the whole Holocaust. It was hot.
Ovens.
Auschwitz.
I didn't know they give out rings at the Holocaust.
Did you hear about what Bill Clinton said about Obama? Bill Clinton, Hillary, and Chelsea are all on Twitter now.
What did he say about Obama?
He said that...
He's one of the good ones.
No, he actually disagrees with his war policies right now. No, Bill does not think of black people like that.
No, Bill is black.
Yeah, he does not. Oh, my God, on TMZ the other day, they were talking about how they wanted... It was the white people versus the black people on the show. And they were saying, what can we do to get rid of Justin Bieber? Like, the white people were saying that, and they're like... And then the black people said something about, or the white people said, give us Jay-Z. And they were like, no.
What, are they doing like a fucking draft?
It was like a joke.
Good story.
I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
So, so they're like, give us Jay-Z. And the black people are like, no, if we give you Jay-Z, then we'll die as a race. It'll suck. And the white people were like, we'll give you Bill Clinton. And the black people were like, yep, you can have Jay-Z. We want Bill.
That's the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane.
That's a great story.
Can
you hear it again? Also, Bill called Obama a wussy.
What?
He called him a wussy.
What are you talking about?
He said that if he doesn't do anything with Syria or whatever, he was a wussy.
There are white folks.
Can you just email me the rest of this story?
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think Obama's a pussy.
I wish he would have said pussy.
Speaking of pussies, Missy, flash your pussy.
No.
No.
He's all like, no.
She can actually look at you now when you do it.
I know.
I know.
It takes a while. But
because now all his accents sound the same.
That was Arnold and a Jamaican and Bill Clinton rolled into one.
Yeah. See you later.
Actually, after that video you showed me earlier, Mark, I'm laving it out.
Oh, yeah. That's disgusting.
Yes, yeah, gross.
They were the ugliest fucking vaginas I've ever seen.
There you know was what, more though? Than one?
Pussies can be very ugly. There's...
Most of them, I would say.
Yeah,
are.
Most of them are ugly. Not many pussies are easy to look at. There's just... When you look like one of the Star Wars characters in the Creature Cantina, it's not really attractive.
Yeah. I finally get to see one vagina looks. Ah, oh god! Oh my god! Oh my god! You can't hurt anyone anymore.
Oh my god.
I'm going to assume he didn't like what he was looking at.
Once you get those pants off, it's like two sagging pressed hams and a slice of pizza.
Oh, God.
What the fuck? I want pizza.
It's got to be a train wreck down there, right? I mean, just an absolute casserole of nonsense.
Jesus. That was nasty. That was awesome. I finally get to see what... They really are not attractive.
Yeah.
They look better when the girl's standing up, not when she's spread eagle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the ones we
if
saw...
If a chick's like standing in front of you naked, that's hot. But the moment she sits back and puts her legs up in the air, you don't know what you're about to see. It
right.
could be like just messy lunch meat, or it could be, you know, perfect. You know what I mean? Or pretty.
An innie? Like an innie where it's
like
just
the
like,
one that looks like a closed yeah, burger bun.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome. But maybe just a little
tiny bit of
just a little bit.
Just a little tiny yeah. bit of no piss flaps.
No piss flaps.
Do you ever have the feeling that roast beef is the most delicious food?
Uh-huh. Missy, can we have your thoughts on that?
What kind of pussy do you have? I'm just asking. I'm not trying to be a dick about it.
I have a nice one.
Regardless, you're never going to say you have an ugly one.
No.
But do you have like a...
That vagina is ground zero, man.
Do you have a very like meaty one?
No.
No.
So no, it grossed me out when the first time I saw one. That was bad.
So have you
in
ever...
In person.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, you know, when you went down on a chick, did you ever see like a meaty vagina and you were like,
no.
Whoa.
I saw it at a strip club.
Yeah.
Was she wearing like a thong and there was like
it was
flaps
a naked
on both
strip
end?
Club.
Oh.
Did she touch
that
it?
That would be disgusting, though.
I've seen that.
Where it looks like it's eating the underwear?
Yes. Yeah, where it's got it in its mouth.
Oh, God. No, she was naked. She was so beautiful. And then she turned around, and I was just, like, horrified, like, to the point where I couldn't look away.
There is a porn star. I don't remember her name, but she is drop-dead gorgeous. She's a 10, but she's, like, her whatever, her
she's
gimmick.
Swole? Oh,
her
what?
Gimmick, basically, is she literally has, like, hanging vagina lips. Like 3 or 4 inch hanging vagina.
Oh.
It just sucks. It goes around it.
Like yeah,
it
literally it. Like it, like bat wings. It just hugs the, you know, whatever, the cock, the dildo, whatever. She I was watching it the other day.
Did you ever see one? Like the first time you take a look at it, and you immediately think in your head, oh, this is definitely the last time I'm going to fuck her. Like it's that repulsive looking.
More of, this is the last time I'm going to open my eyes when I'm down here. I wouldn't say fuck her.
Yeah.
I'm not looking down at it when I'm fucking her.
Doesn't it feel weird in your mouth if it's meaty, though?
What do you mean in your mouth? I'm not trying to swallow it.
Like if you're... No, if you're like you're.
You think we're going to town down there?
You don't. If it looks weird.
Yeah, you do, but you're not putting the whole fucking twat in your mouth.
Yeah,
you're...
but like any part of your mouth, touching it. Like your tongue has so many nerve endings, so you can like feel everything. It doesn't feel like anything.
But you have a, when you're going down there, you have a target. You got to hit that target. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't move around.
You move around, sure, but that's not the main goal.
But it's not scary?
What is? Johnny Fontaine will never get that pod.
It doesn't feel scary.
What do you mean? On what?
On your tongue.
Doesn't feel scary.
What, like flappy?
You make it sound like I'm putting like a Mentos on my tongue. It's not like... Nothing is actually resting on your tongue. You're doing the licking.
Unless no, like, I know that.
Like trying to balance it up.
Not trying to balance anything.
Just bouncing the flap, bouncing the flap on your tongue.
Right.
Does it feel like lunch meat?
Does it feel like... I don't normally lick lunch meat. Just...
like a nice piece of cabagol.
Does it feel weird? It's a relatively new phenomenon for me. It's like a... About like women. It freaks me out.
It's actually almost like another set of lips, but further extended out and much more wet. If that helps.
It does.
Okay.
It just sucks.
Some chicks are born like that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. There was this one chick, man. She was just one side was like a fucking hand.
It's like her pussy had a stroke.
Yeah. One side was like an open hand, and the other side was like a fruit roll-up curled up. And I was just like... And every time I tried to uncurl, it would curl back. It was so foul.
Like a clam. Just fucking...
Ew, shut the fuck up.
That muscle's weird. Closed.
She had a stroke.
Yeah. She had a half a fruit roll-up in a fucking hand. It was just like... And then you would just...
Ew! Are you being serious?
Dead serious.
Oh my god.
Abandoned ship.
That's distressing.
Yeah, it was really disturbing for me. I was not happy.
Was that when you were young or
younger? I wasn't like young.
Were you like a teenager?
Yeah, it was like 40 years ago. Yeah. No, I was in my 20s. This girl was just, I couldn't believe it. Like, it felt weird when you have your hand down there first before you even, like, look at it. Then when you get to see it, you're like, it's like, picture someone go like this to you.
Dude. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
How did it feel when you had sex?
Huh?
Did it feel weird when you had sex?
It was very weird. Felt like the fruit roll-up part was tickling the side.
Was there, like, rubbish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there, like, rubbish?
Yeah, there was rubbish.
You ever do the sniff test, miss? Where you, go down there, put your hand down there, kind of?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. I've been very lucky, it sounds like. It sounds like I've been extremely lucky, actually.
Yeah.
Because after I saw that one in the strip club, I started doing some research, and I went online and looked at a bunch, and I was like, oh my god. My whole world was open to a whole other side of horror that I never knew existed. It's scary.
Is it a condition, or is it just, like, do they, in your research, is it a problem, or is
no,
it just...
No, shit's different. I never realized it. It's like,
let it go, like a bad piece of pussy. Just forget that you smelled it and move on.
Like, well, everybody's hands are generally the same.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be the same deal. Thought everybody's body parts were generally the same. Like, their sex organs.
No.
Have you...
They're like snowflakes.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. Yeah. You're a moron. Well,
have you watched porn? Have you seen different fucking sizes and shapes and...
Yeah,
they point in different directions and they curve and...
Yeah, like, I know that. Now, I'm not like a... I know all that now, but at the time, okay. I didn't know that.
It sounded like you were describing nothing but dicks.
It really did, by the way.
I'm not going to lie.
I was.
Very adamant about the cock.
I love cock.
But with vagina, that was only like, I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago. It wasn't a long time ago.
That
I realized that there was more out there than what I thought. I had no idea.
So you thought all pussies looked the same?
Generally, I thought if a girl
was
bigger...
So you're racist against pussies.
Yes. I love only...
All you pussies look the same.
You don't like flappy ones?
I smell fish.
No, that's what freaked me out. Well, her insides were outside, it seemed like.
It was inside out, like a sock?
It looked like it. And I was just
It was
like,
extra fuzzy.
It seemed like you had fallen out or something.
Like a prolapsed anus, but it was a twat?
Yeah. It was confusing. I was like, did something happen? Was she in an accident?
It was just
I
like, bleh.
She had a lot
it
of,
did.
A lot of action down there.
Pussy
life.
Trauma.
Yeah. Can that happen? Can your vagina really get, like,
I don't know. I don't have
up?
One. I don't know.
Can get what?
Can get all fucked up from having, like, lots of sex and stuff. Like, this did not look like it was caused by that. It looked like it had to have been.
Did she have
natural.
One of those pumps? You ever see that? You ever see them?
No.
Look it up. Vagina pump. Look it up. It makes your snatch look like a fucking apple.
Why would you want to do that?
I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying, I don't know. Maybe she's like one of those freaky types that like doing stuff like that. It like blows up the fucking labias and everything. It really it looks like a big fucking apple.
The pussy pump?
Yeah, something like that. You'll see it. It's disgusting. You'll make the noise. I'm telling you. You'll see it. You'll be like, oh!
Pulls it inside out.
Basically. I'm not joking.
Where do you find this shit?
Dude, I watch a lot of porn.
Do they use it in the pornos?
I won't watch the ones with it, but like for instance, when you pull up like a porn site, it'll have like 20 videos on the page, like little clippets. Well, one, you'll see a picture, one you're like, look, and Chris, you just
what the
it
fuck?
It looks like a plunger.
What's yours look like? Mine has like the little thing, it's squeeze thing. Yeah, it's a
yeah, but look at the actual pussy though. Forget the pump.
Oh, I gotta find
oh,
it.
Oh, I need to see an after pic.
It's disgusting.
I don't understand. Why would you use it?
I don't know. I don't know what the...
Oh, wait. I should have just read about
it.
I'll read it. Oh, there was an actual Yahoo. Answers.yahoo.com.
Oh, okay.
Let's go. It can make it tighter. However, the main reason to use one is to increase the blood flow to your labia and to the clitoris. When the blood is increased in this area, it can create either an easier orgasm or a more intense orgasm. It doesn't really make you tighter on the inside.
Whoa, man.
Vagine hang
what
like
is it, like the singing
wizard.
One?
It's like a catcher's mitt.
I want to see it. I'm stuck.
I think you need to tweet that tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Gigantic vagina.
It's like a catcher's mitt, and the clit's like a thumb.
It looks painful.
I can't even look at it.
It looks like it hurts.
She's got like a huge vagina from fucking so many other guys.
And this girl did that with her hand, because this is just a plunger with a pump on the end.
Look, this
it's
is
almost
the,
like
this is with the pump actually on.
Oh my god!
It look, almost looks like it's pulling a baby out.
Yeah, it's almost like Botox where the lips. Just...
Oh my god!
Come, give me. Just punch the tip and twist it.
Oh my god.
That was fucking foul, dude.
Yeah, I gotta take this off. I'd hate to open up my fucking my Google Chrome app, and that's the first thing I said.
That is
we used
that's
to
great.
Squeeze our bruises and pull our beans.
What the fuck, man?
That's nasty, isn't it?
People are crazy,
dude.
Missy's ordering it right now as we speak.
I know, she looks like she's gonna vomit.
No, it's not.
Ejaculate. Yeah, oh, God.
You can't change that.
What do you mean?
Like that, will it go back down to size?
I would assume so.
That was huge.
Mm-hmm. It looked like there was baby's feet hanging out from
oh, man. Oh. That's disgusting. Why would anybody want to do that?
I don't know. I have
there's
no idea.
There's no...
It says to make intense orgasms. But I don't see how. And it's like 1748.
What the fuck was that?
Wow.
It's like doing push-ups before a date to get your arms all like pumped up.
Yeah. I've never done that, though.
But I know what he's talking about. That's funny.
Oh, God. It's trifling.
Ugh, Lord have mercy.
I wonder if the girls with two vaginas would use two of them.
That's a good question.
I don't think they're worried about pumping anything.
They already have two to deal with. Why would they want to?
Maybe they want one big one and one little one.
So she has three vaginas? Two pussies and a cunt attached to it?
Look at her. She's intense there.
It's just gross, man. I can't look away. It's like a brand new world to me. I'm like, oh, okay. So that should make sense.
As soon as she goes home to Jesus, she's going to be like, we need to get a pump. Fill her up regular.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Is that what a penis pump does for a man, then? It just swells it up?
Makes it look like a big fat donut? I don't think so.
Like, I didn't think
it would assume it does the same exact thing. That's the whole point of the pussy pump, is to make it swell up.
And all it is
I heard that penis pumps are bad.
Yeah.
I heard that they'll kill your fucking hard-ons forever.
Probably. Because you're, like, forcing all this blood to be somewhere it doesn't want to be. That's what makes it blow up, right? That you're bringing the blood to it by contracting it.
But how do you know the blood doesn't want to be there?
Because it would be there naturally without having to be squeezed there.
It's just strange how you describe it. It's bringing all the blood somewhere it doesn't want to be.
I don't like this girl. I don't want the blood to go to my penis. What the
fuck is wrong with you?
Like, do you think people do it upside down, too, to get more blood?
What?
You think they, like, use them upside down?
Use the pumps?
Yeah.
What does that have anything to do? You mean, like, gravity boots and you're hanging upside down?
The blood from your feet would go to your...
Everything would go right to your head.
But it would stop at your vagina first.
How about a quick pit stop at the vagina before we're on our way to the brain?
And then they'd be mad that they were stuck there because of the pump.
Somebody take it away, please.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You got a cartoon going on up there.
I don't
know. I am the clit commander!
I was setting my wallets all morning, and I was thinking about you the whole time.
I was in this sex store in Philly, too, and I never saw anything like that. And that's a pretty weird fucking shit in it. I never saw anything like that.
Maybe you weren't really looking for it. It was probably there.
Probably not. It probably was
there. How long ago?
A while ago.
Yeah.
Like a year ago.
Why were you in the sex store? Getting some toys?
We went somewhere, and then they'd be like, oh, it'll be fun if we go in a sex store. And I was like, sure.
Have you seen my Lena?
You were a bunch of chicks?
Yeah. And it was like,
did anybody buy anything?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, but I needed something.
Wow. Pocket rocket?
Kind of.
Cock, balls.
Silver bullet.
Yeah, mine broke. I think I talked about it.
Yeah, yeah. What was the name of it? You had a name for him.
Bender.
Bender?
Was it straight?
It was silver, like Bender.
Was
for
it
Jerome.
Curved?
No, it was like this big. It was tiny. But it looked like Bender's, like head.
Normal, your Benders were from coke and heroin.
Pretty much. This one's widget because it's purple.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
Do you talk to it?
No.
I mean, is that why you name it? I don't understand.
Talk to it? Yeah. I name everything.
It's like, all right, Bender, come on.
You have a massive erection.
Ask me about my wiener.
I just name everything, so I need
you an official here? Because you have officially given me a boner.
The Lonely Island came out with a new video.
What's it? What is it?
It's kindergarten something. And it's all about, like, being in the club. Mm-hmm. And, like, just, it's fucking, I think it's hilarious. But Paul Rudd and Diddy are in it. And they're, like, best friends in it. And I thought that was weird.
Oh, that's wonderful news.
The song's really funny, though. You should listen to it when you get it.
Show us your badge.
I usually finish in my hand and just throw it at her.
Pussy with teeth.
He's leaked lubricants all over my foot.
Ow.
Driving cock!
Fucking her face.
Jesus.
You all right, miss?
It's hot, good. Man.
It is hot, man.
You all right?
My balls are starting to sweat.
My balls.
Fresh balls.
Oh, fresh balls.
You're going to need some fresh balls.
Just throw on some baby powder.
What?
Baby powder, right?
They said baby batter. I thought.
Wrong.
Baby batter. You just need a little baby batter on your balls.
That's it.
That'd be so
good. Crazy cut!
Nothing could go wrong with a little baby batter on your balls. That's so foul.
Do you see those pictures of what people are going to look like in the future?
No.
Is that the one with the big eyes?
Yeah. Marco knows, man. You guys, each one of you separately today have been on the same page with me, by the way.
That's scary.
That is scary. You guys are fucking really bonding. Shit.
Oh.
So Marco knows about it.
I saw.
Yeah. Apparently our eyes are going to get bigger as we evolve.
Our eyes won't get bigger.
No, we'll die.
Maya, what big eyes you...
But over time, they're going to get progressively
bigger. Holy shit.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, if we'll never know about it, this is...
That's what they think. They also think there was a lizard on Mars.
Okay. All right.
They did.
I didn't see that part.
They did.
Did you hear Marco's absolutely like quitting the show? All right.
But it was. It looked like rocks.
Thanks for listening to the Jersey Jersey.
Too late for the shit. Here we go.
All right. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris. My mom is the former governor of Alaska.
Oh, no!
That's fucking great.
Oh my god.
Wow.
You're a worthless piece of shit!
Hi, Chris.
Did that chick have any other lines? I forget.
Yeah, she spoke a lot in it, actually. Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
Dude, if I can get that soundbite, that'll be on my phone every time you text me.
Hi, Chris.
I swear to God, every time I get it, because right now, when you call me, I have Stewie, Marco. But when my mom
Marco.
Calls, I have mom,
Marco.
Mom,
Marco,
mom.
Marco.
I have that. Yeah, that's
Marco.
When he calls me or
Marco.
Texts me, that's what comes up.
Marco,
mom.
Yep.
Mom!
I told you never to call me during the show!
And when Missy texts you?
Fuck you fucking whore!
Now I have... Oh my god, I almost died!
Oh, I love that. That's my favorite.
What? Hello?
I want to blow you.
Mel Gibson would be happy.
Oh god. I don't even know what the fuck happened to it. Oh my god, I almost died.
I don't care.
Yeah, I guess nobody does at this point.
So what?
I got a story about a fat guy who's starving and bored.
When you are fat, you never go back.
That's why it's hot in here, because I'm fat.
You fat motherfucker!
Fat fuck. You fat fuck.
I look like a big fat fuck, you know?
Big fat fucking baloney tits.
You fat fucking scumbag!
Dude, I'm sweating so bad. Lying. It's fucking hot. Yeah! Marvin's fucking lassoing me. I'm lassoing him right back.
Maybe I like fat guys.
Sherry.
Maybe I want to have sex with a fat guy right now.
Okay. You have three takers in this room.
I bet you taste like Mountain Dew and Starburst.
My kind of woman. That's a good one.
It's disgusting is what that is.
Good one.
All right, can we go? How long does it take?
I have to pee.
Missy, you want to take us out?
I'm not prepared for that.
Tweaked audio.
What about it?
They're good.
I don't know the speakers. The copy points.
Hey, good,
I'm not
good
sure. Speakers. I haven't tried them yet.
Good speakers.
What's that? That's the fucking thing.
It's the script Marco fucks up every week.
Got it? Whenever you want to start, it's cool.
I thought it was actually.
Oh, that's something.
It's not. It's copy points.
Yeah, it's not the actual written out copy.
Yeah. You really want me to do this? You want me to try?
Tell everybody about tweakedaudio.com.
Okay. Tweakedaudio.com. Earbud place. Earbud store. I'm trying to think how to start this.
Hey, does everyone take a ride to tweakedaudio.com? It's an earbud place.
Shut the fuck up. All right.
Okay, good point.
All right, tweakedaudio.com. There's 7 styles to choose from. There's 7 colors. There's mic'd, non-mic'd. It's designed to sound great for music and talk. It's engineered for durability. It has new noise-reducing design. It's compatible with iPods, iPhones, Android devices, all MP3 players, and most phones. Type in Jersey Jerks in the code and you get 1/3 off, and you also get free shipping and a limited lifetime warranty.
Jerks, not Jersey Jerks.
Did I say Yerks?
Jerks.
Jerks.
Erks.
Jerks.
Just Jerks.
Just Jerks in the, as your keyword.
Oh, it just says Jersey Jerks.
Code word Jerks.
Oh, it says it right there. Another one. I don't know anything. Yeah, I suck at life.
No, that was good.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
Do you want me to say more? I said everything I was supposed to.
No, you're good.
Jesus, titty fucking Christ.
I never saw this before. I'm actually kind of surprised.
Maybe if you check your email.
I can't. My Riotcast email? I told you guys this. It's been like a year since I've been able to check my email.
It's unacceptable.
I'm not bothering Rob with it. I'll send it to my Gmail.
We'll forward it to you. How about that? You print it out at work.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's it.
Okay.
Was that me? Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh my God! Nah, yeah.
This shit never gets old. I'm sorry.
Sound bites?
Just like the certain ones.
Check us out on Twitter and Facebook. We're there.
Mm. Old school.
Another miserable night. Another miserable night. You're also a retard.
Aww. I like how Marco looked at me right away.
I like you and your blues.
That was about it.
I got my eye on that Reese's.
What's going on?
You're sick.
What the fuck?
Oh, boy. Come on my face.
Really?
Holy crap.
Pedro, I want you to cock a slap on me.
Holy shit.
All right.
That's enough.
Always end on a strong joke.
That's right. As usual. You kids have fun next week.
Thanks.
I'm going to miss you. Just us three. Fuck, I forgot about that.
Oh, please. Guess we'll be just fine.
Absolutely.
You guys do a wonderful job, the trees.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right, does anybody want to wrap this up?
Yeah. Don't forget to go to Amazon.
No, you're absolutely hope you really like.
We're all bad.
Yeah.
I
don't want to wrap it up. You wrap it up.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Bye, nigga.
Peace.
En voyage, motherfucker.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.